So you just never know. You have to grab yourself.
Yeah, right.
You have to really grab yourself because you don't know. And then you got these kids going around playing games, yeah, going up in the supermarkets and different places and coughing out loud on purpose, right, like they do have something. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got all kinds of stuff going on. Oh, yeah. It creates an atmosphere of fear.
Yeah.
You know, you get about 15, 16 people in one area. They, you know, people trying to be separated, but you get somebody coughing and hacking, you know, and they faking it.
Right.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But now you're wondering, where else have they been in the store? So now you don't want to do, you forget what you're supposed to be doing. And that's what's going on today. People, like Pastor Keith says, people are living according to fear. You can't live according to fear because it will destroy your life.
Yeah.
We expect them in the world to live like that, but we don't have to live like that.
Amen.
God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and the soundness of mind.
Yeah.
That don't mean we gotta be stupid.
Right.
Or not use wisdom, right, in our situations.
Right.
But we don't have to walk in fear. How many understand that?
Amen.
And that's basically what we're walking in. You know, but we have to use wisdom also. I heard a couple pastors was on blasting their congregation, talking about they didn't have no faith because they didn't want to come to church. That ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, that, you make up your own mind to come to church. It's not based on your faith. A lot of it's based on your conviction.
Exactly. Amen. Exactly.
That's what we don't understand. It's based on your conviction. When you're convicted, like for God, you do what you got to do for God.
Right.
And a lot of folks don't understand, if you're not going to come in, then do like other people do. Sit in the parking lot and listen. Or whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Go to the Facebook and listen and watch the show. I know my daughter down in Texas, she having a fit. Where they at? But, you know, because she rely on these messages from this church. Amen. So amen. We can't allow fear to change our pace. You know what I mean? Because
right,
if it changed our pace, we stop pressing.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't stop pressing because of fear.
All right.
And yeah, I've been listening, you know, and you can't turn your TV on. That's all you're going to hear about.
Right.
It's the coronavirus. That's all you're going to hear about. So, I only turn the TV on. Well, I watch movies. I already know it's here.
Yeah.
I know it's in Detroit. Ain't no more you can tell me. All I got to do is do what I did when I had the flu.
Yeah.
Keep my hands clean. Keep myself sanitized. Avoid folks that's coughing and yakking. You don't have to be nasty about it. Some people are outright nasty with it.
Yeah.
You better get away from me. Well, you move. And it's fear. Fear is Kirk Franklin made that song about fear.
Right.
I don't remember the words, but it's a wonderful song. How people are allowing fear, even today, to rule their lives.
Yep.
I mean, understand what I'm saying. Now, my wife, she believes me. If you can't obey the laws of the land, you ain't going to obey God. How you going to obey God, don't obey the laws of the land, when the Bible tells us we have to obey the laws of the land? So that's what we do. We're taking precautions according to that. So I just want you to know, I'm not going to get in no trouble. Amen. So if you're watching us on Facebook, always remember, if you don't want to come to church, you can send your tithe and offering to us, because the church still got to go on.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Yes. It still got to go on. So that which you owe to God, you owe to God.
Amen.
So you can send it to a post office box, send it to Liberty Temple Church or Pastor Dennis and Martina Gardner, P.O. Box 66, Hazel Park, Michigan. Or you can send it to the church, 1300 East 7 Mile Road. Either one. But don't let this pandemic stop you from doing what you're supposed to know you're supposed to do for God.
Right.
Right.
How many understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. Not going to keep you in push pay. Don't be like me now. I try to use push pay. I don't know who get my money. I'm pushing it, but I don't know who getting paid.
That's not true. That's fear.
That's not fear. That's wisdom.
That's fear. And that's lack of
knowledge. You just want me to mess up and send you my money. How can I send it to you and you already got it?
Exactly.
Right. Amen. But yeah, you can send it to push pay. Amen. Keep your blessing and your
right
your, up on your life. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to use a couple of scriptures. Go to Isaiah, the 41st chapter. Amen. Elder Keys, this juice was so cold it made my nose run. I was drinking ice for a minute. It's good though. I put it on Pastor Key's face. He was like,
push it back
some more. Push it back. Push it back. Push it way back. I was watching Sister Helen as she got here this morning. I got excited. She come floating through that door. Grabbed her envelope and went to her seat. That's exciting,
yeah. Push on, yeah.
Amen. You have to push on. Amen.
Sister Garner told, whatever I'm going through, whatever you're doing, always push on.
So, that's what she do.
That's what
I do. Thank you. We in Isaiah 41. Did I say 10 or 8?
You said 10.
Mess with him. Verse 10, Isaiah says, fear what?
Not.
It's a word of endearment, of encouragement. The word fear means to dread or terror. And that's what this pandemic has become. It's become a terror to people. Can you imagine the people's lives that's being affected by what's going on now? Mm-hmm. Their jobs are closing out. I was on the internet yesterday, I read a story where at the airport, I think it was Detroit Airport, Chili's or something had them come in, clean the place down, and then laid them off. The one girl say she just broke down the middle of the floor and started crying because she couldn't believe it. Why have us come in and spot clean this place and then you lay us off? Right. You just don't know. That's why you have to keep your trust and your confidence in God. Amen. But you can't if you're living in fear.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So Isaiah's telling them, fear thou not. And if you listen to it really good, it's like a prophetic word because it's coming from God through the man of God.
Amen. Come on now.
Don't dread, don't tremor thou not. For I am, who is the I am? God is the I am.
Amen.
He said, I am with you.
Yeah.
He already told us, if I'm with you,
That's right.
Who can be against
that's
you?
Right. Yes, he did.
And that's not just talking about people in particular, but it's also talking about things that we deal with in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, and what we need at this time, we need to go against this pandemic of virus, we need a pandemic of peace.
Come on.
All right. Yeah. Amen.
I like that.
We need peace in our lives.
That's right.
And you know what? Things that attack us and affect us will let us know if we have peace in our lives.
Right.
It'll let you know.
Right.
On your job, in your home, riding the bus, riding down the street will let you know if you have the peace of God in your life. And you know what that means? It not only does it let you know if you have the peace of God in your life, it lets you know how much Jesus you know.
Amen.
Because Jesus is peace.
Yes.
How many understand that?
Yes.
And
Amen.
He says, I am.
Yeah.
with you than I am. The I am.
All right.
You can have no greater power with you or authority with you than the I am.
Yeah.
Right.
None. We're talking about God who created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
Who created the firmament.
Yes.
Caused the waters to grow.
That's right.
And one of his greatest feats was creating man.
Yes, 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 yes.
From the dust of the ground.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me today. That's the I am we serve.
Yes.
That's the I am that we have within us.
Amen.
So we have to remind ourselves. Why do you think the Bible tells us to study and show yourself approved, workman that need not be ashamed? You don't have to be ashamed what's going on around you. What I mean by not be ashamed, you don't have to be fearful.
Uh-huh.
When you know, they used to say, my mother used to always go off when you did something you know you wasn't doing. She gave you that look. She's like, why are you sitting there looking shamefaced? And I was sitting there, I said, where'd she get this stuff from? Why are you sitting there looking shamefaced? Well, she said, why you got fear? I already know you did it. God already knows.
Right.
He knows the intents of our heart.
Yes.
That means he knows everything that's going on in your life from the beginning until the present.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you may not think about it, but he knows about your future.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because he is the I am.
Yes, he is.
The Genesis and Revelations are both the beginning.
Yes. Yes, yes,
when we
yes.
say revelation, folks assume that it's the end. No, it is the beginning. It's a new beginning.
Come on,
God. So God is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end.
Yes,
so that means he's the beginning, the present, and the end of all of our lives.
Yes,
that's why he says, you don't have to fear, for I am.
Amen.
I'm with thee.
Yes.
Or Jesus came, and now he what? He became a part of us.
Yes.
He allowed us in.
Yes.
Amen. So now we have that. And you know what I love about it all together? This is what I love about it. I love the fact that Jesus didn't come for us because we were as swine of the earth.
Yeah, yeah,
he came for the Jews.
Uh-huh.
They rejected him.
Uh-huh.
But then he found a man who was persecuting the very people that he was about to bring forth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he changed his life. Allow him to transform, like he said, by the renewing of his mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you don't have peace in your life, you have to renew your mind.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Peace always overrides or dictates to fear who the authority is in your life.
Amen.
He said, I am with thee. So he said, don't be dismayed. Don't keep looking around. Don't be keep trusting in other people. To tell you what you need to do to live through everything that's going on. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to live through it.
All right. Amen.
Because I'm going to fight the good fight of faith.
That's right. That's right.
Fight don't mean most folks get up and fight. They boxing with the air. You have to have a purpose for your life in which you're fighting. You know Christ is in you. So he's telling you, don't be dismayed, for I am thy God.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. He said, I'm your Elohim.
Yes.
I'm your covenant relationship. That's it. That means that I'm with you wherever you may go. You just have to call upon me because I answer prayer. Prayer don't mean that you got to get on your knees and be praying.
Now.
Or you got to have your hands lifted up speaking in tongues. When he's talking about prayer, he's talking about you got the meditation of your mind and your heart.
Amen. Come on.
You got to meditate. That's why he said, meditate upon my word daily.
That's right.
If this daily don't mean in the mid-morning, in the morning, or in the afternoon, or the evening, it means all day long. Because if you keep God in your meditation, he'll rebuke and take authority over the fear. Now, we have fear because we flesh.
Right.
You can't say you don't have none. I know folks say, I ain't caring nothing. You might not be, but there's something out there a little bit bigger, better than you are. It might be your finances.
Right. Come on now. Hello.
No, for a fact, you look at this scenario. You just put $500 in the bank. money out of the ATM, and it says you don't have no money. What happens to you? You ready to tear up something. What does it do? It pushes you. It changes your direction. Fear will change your sense of direction. Well, you things you would normally do, you no longer do. But see, what we fail to realize too is that be careful about where you go when it's talking about the government and different things. Be careful about who you're around and where you go. And we want to get, well, you know, then we want to really stretch out on faith. I'm a man of faith. I go where I want to go. Okay, go right ahead. You better believe it. If I see you hacking and coughing and screaming, I'm not coming in your direction. I'm not trying to prove to nobody that I have faith.
Come on now. Come on.
Amen.
Tell it.
You turn your faith, listen to this, you turn your faith into fear. Because now you're using your fear to show God that you're not scared.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That don't make much sense to me.
No.
God wants to have wisdom. He say, now, I am thy God. I'm thy covenant relationship. I will do what?
Strengthen thee.
Mm-hmm. He's making it singular to you.
Yeah. Right.
That means at this point, he just your God.
Uh-huh.
He just your God for this moment, for this circumstance, for this situation.
Amen.
He says, I will strengthen. I like when it says, I will, because that's definitely.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Without a doubt, I'm going to be with you and by you.
Yeah.
When you're troubled in your heart, I'm going to bless you. Mm-hmm. When you're troubled in your mind, I'm going to bless you.
Glory.
When you're troubled in your spirit,
glory.
I'm going to bless
glory.
You. Because I am with you
glory.
All the time.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. So he said, I will strengthen thee. That means I'm going to give you strength when you can't find any.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to create some joy in your life when you don't feel like having joy. Folks think having joy is the meaning of laughing and jumping around. And no. Joy is strength.
Right.
Joy is the purpose when you can stand up in the midst of the rain and know that everything's still going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Joy is strength to let you know that when your finances is messing up on you, that God is still in charge.
Yeah.
And joy overwhelms fear.
Yeah.
The world is living in fear.
Uh-huh.
And those that are not, just tripping. What I mean by that is they taking advantage of something that they shouldn't be trying to take advantage of.
Come on now. Exactly.
Amen.
How many saw the excerpt of news where all the kids still went to spring break? Oh Lord. My sinuses. They was already running for the y'all. I laugh a lot, it makes my sinuses run. That's why I see him don't laugh. Y'all laugh at him though, he's funny man. Amen. So we're running this race. We're in a race. Guess what we're running against right now? The coronavirus. I went to the cleaners to drop some shirts off. Don't worry about that, Pastor Keys, because I know you fly up there, hit your head on this thing. We might as well enjoy ourselves. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. And she had this shirt on. I said, what does the shirt say? She said, It says, coronavirus, don't live here. I said, where you get that shirt from? She said, I had it made up. So when people come in and they looking all crazy, I do this. I said, that's cute. She said, you know why I don't live here? It's because I'm taking care of myself.
That's right.
And what she's also said, I'm careful when folks come in here because I don't want them to have any fear that they can't come in here and pick up their clothes.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this is, I can't say what I'm really seeing here in my spirit, but I'm gonna work around it, Pastor Keith. Amen. I'm going to work around it. God tells us, we have to yield our personage to others.
Yeah.
How do you do that if you can't stand 6 feet to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is being attacked.
Yep.
Yes.
Not just the finances in the world.
Yep.
Not just people's mindsets in the world. But also the church is being affected.
Right.
Because it's making you live a way that you're not used to living.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Which creates what? A spirit of fear. Think about the people that are on the ropes about serving God.
Yeah.
So, they can't get their church, so they watch somebody else. I sent a text message to Reverend Greenwood and Pastor Arnice Metier. It was about a certain person was telling a story about how the coronavirus was in the air. And the country let it loose. Some of the stuff sounded convincing. But if you don't know the word, it will mess you up.
Yeah.
The read that way I got it, my sister sent it to me because she had some questions. And when I looked at it, I go, this is serious business because this is going to cause a lot of people to actually live in fear. Now they're going to be looking at you funny, and me funny. You got to be careful about what you say.
Right. Right.
God don't want us to live in fear. He don't want to create an atmosphere of fear.
Right.
Right. That's right.
The word of God, he said, look here, I got you. Mm-hmm. I will uphold. I will bear thee with the right hand, with my armor of my righteousness.
Yes.
God said, I got you. My authority got you.
Man.
My justice got you. My power has you. My victory has you.
Yes.
God said, I got you.
Yes.
With the power of my right hand.
Hallelujah.
With my authority.
Yes.
And how does he have with the power of his right hand? Who's sitting at the right hand of the Father?
Come on, Jesus.
Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. When Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, guess what that is? That's his right hand of authority and dominion.
Yes.
And guess what? As we continue to read, you find out the scripture tells us that he's going to strengthen our right hand.
That's right. Come on now. Come on.
He ain't talking about your hand that's snatched it to your arm. He's talking about the right hand of righteousness that's living in you.
Come on now.
I'm going to strengthen it in you.
Amen.
So we're going to just keep running this race.
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
The right hand of my righteous. Behold, all they that were incensed. Now this is talking about other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got other folks that's coming against you because they telling you what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. You know, we got a call this morning, lady going off. I'm going to report y'all. What you going to report? First lady say, call the popo.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all quarantine anyway.
Right. Y'all better watch it on Facebook.
And that's the truth.
She said that. At least she said that.
Amen. Y'all go ahead and help me preach. But people understand it. Pastor Keys come up with a scripture I ain't heard in years.
Right. Yeah.
About the heat and raging. He asking you where it's at and we down TV.
Pastor Keys said come to Sunday school.
Folks, we having a good time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You liable to hear anything, as long as you don't interfere with the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. He said, they shall be ashamed and confounded. Folks that's trying to wax strong against you, trying to convince you of your weaknesses because of this. Because of what's going on in the world. God said, you ain't got to fight against them, folks. Let me handle it.
Come on.
They're crazy.
Come on.
God says, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that are contended with thee. He said, you ain't got to worry about it because I'm going to take care of them.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I think it was last year, a couple years ago, Sister Sherry was talking about this certain verse. You know, it said, what was that verse? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That don't mean that you just stand there.
Right.
That means you be about the Father's business.
Come on.
Amen.
Salvation is Christ Himself.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
We still got to be a blessing to folks.
Amen.
We still got to encourage. You got to stand since I encourage you 6 feet from you. Hmm. That's going to destroy these folks to say they can't get blessed unless you lay hands on them.
Come on now. Come on.
What you gonna do now, church? Amen.
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 You have to just believe and trust God.
That's right.
Amen. Don't get me wrong. There is laying on of hands. We believe in that. But what them folks gonna do that only believe in that?
Right. Come on.
Come on now. Come on.
They gonna have fear. Oh, I can't get hands laid on me. I can't get healed.
Right.
I can't get deliverance.
Right.
That's where you have, that's why you have to find God for yourself.
Yes.
That's why I tell people, don't take my word for it. Get in the Bible and find out what God is saying to you. Because if you don't find out what He's saying to you, you're not going to make it.
Amen.
Listen to me. Our pastors and preachers and apostles, our word is not the law.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Pastor.
What we say don't make the world turn.
Amen.
You have to find out for yourself that it turns.
Come on. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You ain't got to have no fear.
Mm-hmm.
Look at 13. For I the Lord, God said, I. Not only is He talking about Himself, He talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Remember, God is Elohim.
Yeah.
Personal relationship with Him.
Uh-huh.
God told Mary, His name shall be what? Called Emmanuel, meaning what?
God
with us. That's why we don't have to have no fear. That's why we don't have to be silly. And act like we can't get nothing touch us.
Right.
I've been touched a whole lot of times. I've been touched with people's attitudes.
Uh-huh.
I've been touched because of the disposition folks been in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I've been touched because of anger.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been touched because of a lot of things.
Yeah,
but guess what? You're here today to give God praise.
Amen.
You know why you're here? Because you took the fear that was trying to overtake your life, and you wrapped it in a ball, and you allowed the strength, the joy, and the peace of God, which does what? Passes all understanding.
That's right.
Gives you the power and authority you needed to get through what you was going through.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, for I, the Lord, thy God, will do what? Whole. We just talked about whole.
Yes.
I'm going to uphold your right hand.
Uh-huh.
What He's doing is He's transferring power from the right hand of His right hand to your right hand.
Come on,
And when it's talking about your right hand, it's not talking about your hand or your arm again. It's talking about the Spirit of living God that's living in you, the Emmanuel.
Come on.
I'm transferring the power that you need to get through what you're going through.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know what? You are a great example today. Not because you're here, but because of who you are. Wherever you go, you got to radiate peace, joy, and love. It'll encourage people. You have no idea who's watching your life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You heard him say, happy-go-lucky? That's what my son is. That's what you have to be, son. You just have to be happy-go-lucky. Don't get caught up on the word lucky now. Because we live by faith.
Right.
And not by sight.
Amen.
Folks will take a certain word and run with it.
Come on.
I don't want to have to trip you. So I can show you the right thing. God said, I will hold thy right hand, saying, I'm saying this to you. I'm telling you again.
Yeah.
Don't have any, I'm paraphrasing, don't have any fear. Fear not. And some folks watching today, they have much fear. And they're watching us out of fear. Because they're hoping we say something that'll get rid of their fear. The only thing I can say get rid of your fear is find God.
Come on.
Find him. Because he's waiting on you.
Yes.
If you don't know God as your personal Savior, you need to go to him.
Amen.
That friend of yours has been talking to you about the Lord Jesus. Now it's time for you to take what he spoke to you and use it for yourself.
Amen.
God said, fear not, I will help thee. You can't do it? I can.
Come on.
Pastor, I used to, he coined a lot of faith phrases. This one, he said, you may not have faith, but I got enough faith for the both of us.
Yeah.
How do you have enough faith for the both of you? By standing in the gap for people.
Amen.
I have this uncanny thing that God gave me. I can read flesh. And it keep my wife going off on me. That's how I made it through situations way back in the day. Because I didn't understand a lot of stuff that was going on. And I was afraid of the things that was going on. And I had decided it was time for me to get out of here. Fear was driving me out.
Yeah.
But one night I was studying, and God had me read the 7th chapter of Romans. When I got through reading 7, I stayed in that one chapter almost 3 months. Just doing verse, then I research. And what it was showing me is that we operate in our flesh. But thanks be unto God, he gave us his son Jesus that we might yield ourselves to the Spirit.
Come on now. Come on, Pastor.
You know what folks represent when you see them.
My Lord.
But we don't know how to back up. Everything don't have to be a challenge. Amen. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will do what?
Help thee.
And they that have no faith. None. And you're admitted that I will help thee, saith the Lord. And thy Redeemer, who's the Redeemer?
Jesus.
We know Jesus is our Redeemer. Well, here Father's talking about the Redeemer right now.
Yeah.
Folks want to put Jesus in the Gospels and lock him in there.
Right.
But I got news for you. When they formed Adam, Jesus was right there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Wow. How you think Jesus was able to take on his form? What did God do? He had a man He created a man without the help of a woman. And then he showed around to show you how great he was by going to Mary and creating a man without the help of a man. What was he telling her? Fear, don't fear, Mary.
Fear not.
I got everything under control. Don't worry about people saying to you. Don't worry about the folks you just accidentally end up standing next to.
My Lord.
Because there's folks running around out there who are infected, and they got an idea they're infected, but they don't care.
Hello.
They could care less about you. But they don't matter. You still got to care about them.
Right.
Because that's what your God tells you got to do.
Amen.
You got to care about them. I know the word of God tells me that God Almighty is with me.
Yes.
And I don't have to have any fear for anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that don't mean don't use wisdom.
Amen.
They still finding out about this virus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They still finding out about it. But I tell you this, I like First Lady said, it's man created.
Yep.
It is.
And if man created it, somewhere in the world, you're already on top of it.
Yeah.
It just ain't time to pass the knowledge along. Look at what's being affected. You ever, the world as a whole is being affected right now.
Right.
We had the SARS,
right.
H1N1,
Ebola.
Ebola. They didn't shut nothing down.
Malaria,
West Nile.
Yeah.
You think folks stopped going to the park because of a mosquito?
Nope.
But here they're telling us that this disease is like the flu. But they just shut down the whole world.
Yeah.
There have been times I've been in this church and I've seen sick people sitting right next to each other. I mean sick.
Yeah.
Stuff running out of their eyes, snotting, coughing. All kind of stuff was going on. You think they got up and moved from somebody? You don't like my coffee? You move. This is my seat. This is where I sit every Sunday. And I ain't going to move. I see folks come in and make folks get up. You got to get up. Like if they don't sit in that seat, they can't get what they need from God. That's fear. If I don't sit here, I can't get what I need from God. Then one year they had folks' names put on the back of their pews. What did they do that for? You talking about fear then. Folks was afraid to sit in certain places. You know what they would do? They would go see whose name was on the back of that seat before they sat in that seat. I didn't care what your name was. If I wasn't sitting, I was going to sit there. Things we do ourselves, I'm just letting you know, things we do ourselves create pandemics. Situations we really don't want to be in, but we're here now. See, I had to rebuke myself, Sister Lorraine, because I can get to the place where I don't care. And you have to care. Because what you do might affect somebody else. You don't care about you, care about somebody else.
Amen.
So that's why we have to practice and do what they say. If they lock us down, we just lock down.
Amen.
Then I have to keep poor Sherry alive.
And I have to keep you sane.
Keep me sane. So I can keep her alive. The only person that don't really worry is Pastor Arnice. I I called Sherry to keep her from worrying, and she stressed me out. So then I decided she stressed me out. I'm going to stress her back. So I called her, sis, did you know such and such? Oh, did you call our niece? No, I didn't call our niece yet. But see, it's up to us. I'm trying to teach you something. It's up to us. Listen to your teacher this morning. It's up to us to prepare a place where everybody can grow there in spite of the circumstances.
Right.
We got to trust God, Brother Greg. We will make it.
Yes, we will. Amen. Yes, we will. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Listen to me, you out there. If you've been prophesied to and you believe the prophecy that you got because it stirred up your spirit when it was prophesied over you, why are you tripping?
Amen.
Trust in the word that was given unto you and fear not. If God said he was going to do something, he got to stick to you and get it done. But you got to keep serving him in righteousness and truth. You can't run any kind of way you want to run and expect God to bring a truth. Somebody promised something bad. It's up to you.
Come on now.
The Bible says prophecy shall fail. It ain't because of the person that gave it. It's because of the person that received it.
Where's your faith?
Where's your faith? Why are you walking in fear? If God said it,
Do it.
The only problem you might have is if he said it and you're not sure he said it. That's why you keep questioning everything that's going on.
All right.
My Lord.
When I was sick last year, I was ready to ask God, Sister Gwen, Lord, why I'm going through this? Why me? But I caught myself because I could hear God say, oh, why not you?
That's right. Oh, that's right. That's right.
You know what? Let me tell you something. When God gives you a word, that word don't try you.
Yes.
When God gave me that word on flesh and the Adamic nature, baby, you better believe I was tried from the like you said, Brother Tony, from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Yeah.
It was coming from above, below me, and a lot of it I failed. But I used my failures to invoke myself to do the right thing.
Because
I decided I wasn't going to let fear keep me from God.
Come on now, man.
You know why a lot of folks out of church? Because they done made a mistake and they done let their fear of what they have created for themselves keep them from coming back. If you're out there today and you've been through something and it's to separate you from God, get back with him.
That's right.
Amen.
All you got to do is ask him back into your life.
Right.
As your Savior.
Yes.
Or repent of your situation.
Yes.
Maybe I repent every day, Pastor Ellen.
Yes.
I repent every day.
Yes.
Yes. Because I found out that my old man can attack me in my sleep. Will attack me in my sleep and have me seeing things which I speak out loud. I don't know about me, but to be honest, the first lady some nights, I don't know who she's talking to. And then she'll look, ask me the next morning, who is you talking to, babe? I don't have a clue.
Amen. Yes.
But it was an attack. I know y'all ain't never had one of them dreams where you were falling. Somebody was chasing you and you just started falling. And you was grabbing and wasn't nothing there. It didn't mean you was going to hell. It just mean you was in peril. And you kept reaching out, trying to grab, you kept falling and falling, and you wake yourself up and think you done got rid of the dream, go to the restroom, come back, lay back down, go to sleep, and you find yourself right back in, at the same period that you stopped yourself.
Yes.
No, I found out, Brother Tony, why I went right back to that dream, because I was fearful of what I thought that dream meant. If before I went back to bed.
Amen.
So it allowed my flesh, my old nature, to take me right back there. God is telling you in your flesh, fear not.
Yeah.
Don't let your flesh get the best of you and cause you to fear the pandemic that's going on now, but to have faith and trust in God.
Amen.
God did not bring this sickness.
Right.
Stop blaming it on him.
Stop blaming him.
Amen.
He ain't got nothing to do with it, child. Nothing.
You're going to understand. God is a God of love. Yes. Folks keep forgetting that.
Yes.
If he loves us the way he loves us,
Don't go there, boy.
Why would he take your son?
Why would he?
Amen.
1 year I buried my mother, my father, and my nephew all in the same year. I preached two of the eulogies and I sang at my mother's. And you can become callous. I buried one of my older brothers. I buried one of my younger sisters. It was creating a spirit of fear in my life. But I had to rebuke it.
Amen.
I've been fighting the thing of fear for a while. I went to the urologist's office. He sits down next to me and says, I think you might have cancer in your urinary tract. I called first place and said, that ain't so. That ain't true. It was a blessing she told me that because I was about to go there. You know what that's like? You done already had to deal with cancer? Then they tell you got it in your urinary tract?
Yeah.
I said, how do you come to that conclusion? Then they take you through these horrible tests. My God, it was horrible. They don't give you no anesthesia. Just tell you, just hold on. You're doing good. We almost done.
Yeah.
I know.
And all the time you land and said, Lord, please don't let him find nothing. Don't let him find nothing. Because now I'm living in fear because I can't imagine having to deal with that again. And God said, shut up. He already in there now. Deal with it. You can handle pain. Ask my wife, can I handle pain?
Yeah.
Remember when they broke the... when they broke the bones in my nose from my sinuses, she was sitting in front of me. I was getting scared because some of the faces she was making. That was pain. And I could hear the bones cracking. I'm closing out. And then to find out it didn't work. All it did was open me wide open. But that don't matter. I still have to believe God. He did what he thought he was doing. Now it's up to me for the rest. Run this race with patience. It's talking about have peace in your run.
Right.
Amen. Everybody stand. You that are here, you that are watching, we're going to pray today. And we're going to ask God for the peace that we need in our lives. With passes, but succumbs all understanding. I mean, you may not know what you're dealing with, but God does. And as long as God knows what you're dealing with, you don't have to have any fear concerning your situation. Just trust and confidence in your God. I say that your God, because you're the one serving Him the way you need to serve Him. I can't serve God for you. I can't live for you. You got to live for yourself, and you got to serve God the best way you can through the abilities that God has placed in your life. This is the day, most certainly, where we have to live in peace. But if you're a child of God and you done researched the Bible already told you that there's going to be perilous days.
Yeah.
That we are already in the end times. He told us in the Bible, he told us that, listen, he says, I'm telling you something right now. Paul was telling us, I'm telling you something right now. There's been, what do you call them folks that don't like God, that work against God? Antichrist. I just want to see how the other folks do. Paul said when he wrote the book that there were antichrists already, and many of them. Back then. So what you think we got now? Man is smarter. He's stronger. He's more knowledgeable. Guess what he's doing? He's doing what they did in the 6th chapter of Genesis. They are growing stronger like giants. Every day. So I'm going to drop this little bomb on you. It's a giant that created this virus. Guess what you got to do? You got to do like David. You got to stand up against the giant. And you got to tell them, I'm going to stand for God. And you got to find you a nice smooth rock. What do they mean by smooth? Because that means there's no edges. It talks about the fivefold ministry. There were five of them. David didn't kill all the giants. Other people with the same authority and power. And let you know that God has always been moving. And he ain't stopped moving today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, we trust you. Not for the abilities that we have, but for the authority that's in you. And that we know that you're living and abiding in us, Lord God. Give us the strength and the peace of God to go through whatever it is we have to go through. This is a horrible time, Father, but we don't have to live in horror. We don't have to live in fear. We can live in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost and know that you are great. So touch our hearts today. Touch our minds today. Touch our spirits today. Let the spirit of encouragement manifest itself right now. Touch us from the soles of our feet to the crown of our head. And then, Father, to make sure, go from the crown of our head back down to the soles of our feet. Lord God, let us wax strong in the things of God by standing upon the authority and dominion of your of his word. So, Father, as you have created us, now creating us, Lord God, a clean heart so that we can lift you up with pureness and righteousness. Father, we might glorify you in the midst of this pandemic. Lord God, knowing that in the midst of all of it, you are still powerful and you're still in authority in all the world. So I give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.